Yesterday on the show, we spoke to Jill Hewitt, a single mum with three children, including 14-year-old twins who faces eviction on Friday. She hasn't been able to pay rent on her Albany Creek home, hasn't been able to get an extension from the landlord. We're going to hear a lot of these stories, a lot of them in the near future, mark my words. And the decision by the state government to not extend the moratorium will coincide with $300 per fortnight cut to both JobSeeker and JobKeeper payments. So there was that landlord moratorium. That's going to go. The state government's not supporting it anymore. Three of the five members of the Queensland government's COVID-19 housing security subcommittee joined forces calling the Queensland government's decision to not extend it as a disgrace. On the line is Amy McVeigh. She's the CEO of the Queensland Council of Social Service. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning, Neil. And I just want to say thank you so much for telling Jill's story. And if Jill's listening to her today, you know, we want to let her know that QCOS and other social services really feel for her and know that this disgraceful move by the state government is a living nightmare for a lot of Queenslanders out there who have been told when this eviction moratorium ends, you're going to be evicted.
Amy, the issue I have with it, it's complex, right? So landlords need rent, people need places to live, but when the state government is running such a hard line, and that's the decision they've taken, and they've polled us and spent our money to poll us, but they're running a hard line on borders and the economy, there are consequences. And the consequences are some people aren't going to be able to pay their rents and are going to end up homeless.
There are consequences, and I think we need to step back and look at this holistically. We're in an economic and health crisis. We've got an ongoing public health emergency. And during a crisis, we need to put special protections in place to keep people safe, to keep them healthy, and to protect their financial well-being. This is a measure that has kept us safe, kept people in houses, and it is a measure that's being ripped away too early, a measure that remains in place in jurisdictions like Western Australia and South Australia, where infection control, you know, where the spread of the virus is currently under control, but there is an acknowledgement that there is always a risk of second and third waves, and we don't have a proper handle on this thing just yet.
When does the moratorium end?
So the moratorium is due to end now, as announced by the Housing Minister yesterday on the 30th of September, and it almost exactly coincides with the drop-off in income support that the federal government had put in place early on in this pandemic, recognising that huge levels of growing unemployment, it just needed to be addressed by raising the level of income support so we don't have widespread poverty in our communities. And now we're, you know, facing the end of September where those income supports are coming away and the state government has stepped in behind the federal government and removed other essential protections.
You know what else is also happening at the end of September? That was the six-month grace period banks gave a lot of people to either not pay their mortgages or go down to interest-only payments. And the banks are going to come calling. And in the early stages of the pandemic, people were complimentary of the banks. Oh, they're letting people off their mortgages for 6 months. No, they weren't. They weren't at all. They were charging the interest and they're going to come calling. And all this is happening at the same time, Amy, which is why I think everyone has to step in and work together here, including banks.
Look, Neil, I think that many banks have confirmed, and they confirmed it in July, that the mortgage deferrals and holidays are going to be extended till January next year. But you're right, people do need to come together and solve these problems. And that's actually what we have been seeing, partly due to these special measures that the state government has put in place. People have to prove to their landlord that they have been financially impacted by COVID-19. And what we've seen through the mandatory conciliations in the Residential Tenancy Authority is that people are reasonable. You know, people come together, recognise we're in a crisis and work out what people can afford and what landlords can afford to accept. We've had some great outcomes and this But these measures have allowed those things to occur.
Exactly right. Exactly right. There'll be job figures out today too. So who knows what they'll hold for us. And they'll be a false number anyway because of JobKeeper and JobSeeker, right?
Exactly. And I think it's really scary, the mixed messages that we're receiving. On the one hand, yesterday we had the housing minister saying that, you know, there's growing certainty and that then justifies the ripping off of these protections. But at the same time, we've got the Attorney General saying that they're going to extend eviction moratoriums for commercial tenancies because we need to give people certainty in these challenging times. And we've got the Treasurer telling us that this is the worst economic crisis in the state's history and things are going to get worse before they get better. And today we've seen the Premier speaking in the media saying, you know, that we're seeing second and third waves all around the world, and it's not the time for complacency, that we need to keep Queenslanders safe.
We sure do. You know,
which one is it? The truth is that what the Premier's saying is right. We need to remain vigilant. We cannot afford to take away these special protections right now.
Well, it'll just leave more people in trouble. But at the same time, we need to... Look, it's such a complex issue. At the same time, we need people to be able to earn money and for money to circulate, and we need to protect the vulnerable. And it is a complex issue. Queensland Council of Social Service CEO Amy McVeigh, thanks so much for joining us on 4BC Breakfast. We want to help with this issue. We're on board with this issue, Amy, so keep us up to date and keep us posted because we're here to help the people of Queensland.
Thanks so much, Neil.